death.
D-E-A-T-H. Where does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time here on the Hardline. And, of course, we know the trifecta as a chance to consider those who have recently passed away by looking at how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in the three-bedroom apartment in the sky.
All right, thank you very much. Where are we at, DJ?
Working on room 510, currently occupied by Jane Goodall.
Oh, yes.
Jane Goodall, the ape enthusiast.
The ape enthusiast.
Or chimp, I guess. Not. I don't want to make all the people mad that are in gorillas.
Chimps aren't technically apes. They're chimps.
Primate enthusiast?
Yes. Yeah. All right, so we move this segment to Thursday because Wednesdays at 4:15, we now have our favorite hockey coach, the only man who will go undefeated in his second stint with a team.
And also an ape enthusiast.
Indeed. And now let's bring on Donovan Lewis with that weird transition. Donovan, how are you?
I'm fine, Hardline. How are you guys doing?
Oh, it sounds like you may have just taken a little nappy.
No, I have not. I'm just sexy this way.
Yeah. How enthused about apes are you?
I'm fine.
Not quite that enthused.
Not enough to get one and have it run around your house in a diaper?
No, I'm fine. I'll pass.
Would you please adopt a primate?
I'm in for any ticket host that wants to adopt a primate, I'm in for the first $10,000.
I mean,
because I just want the stories.
Jubb is the obvious one.
Yeah, he is. So today we try to induct the late, the great Diane Keaton, who we found out today. I heard you guys talking about it on the news, Donovan, that she passed away. Her family told us that she passed away from the pneumonia, which we all got to look out for the pneumonia when we get to a certain age.
It'll get you.
The age of 79. She was born in L.A. and grew up in Santa Ana and attended community college, but she dropped out and moved to New York at the age of 19 to start her acting career. And, man, it went fast. She made her Broadway debut in the musical Hair, which always threw me for a loop as a kid, and got to the... was on part of the ensemble and then became part of, there was the lead character within like months.
Did she have to get naked?
I don't think Hair was a... was that a naked one?
I don't know. It was a hippie one.
Did they show all types of hair in that
probably
play?
Yeah. She starred in an early Woody Allen film called Play It Again, Sam in 1969, but then of course her big break came in the early 70s. In 1970, as a matter of fact, Francis Ford Coppola cast her, a relative unknown, in The Godfather, in which she played Kay Adams, the incredibly non-Italian wife and girlfriend of Michael Corleone, played by Al Pacino, of course. They would go on to date a little bit later. But this launched her into the stratosphere at the age of, dude, we're talking about 23. I mean, she moved to New York at 19, and by the time she was 23, moved to New York with no acting experience, she's starring in The Godfather.
Damn.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
By the way, at the end of the first act in Hair, there is a nude scene.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Vietnam protest thing. And it was optional for cast members to go nude or not. It was, like, dimly lit, so you couldn't really see. It wasn't like a sex scene, but Diane Keaton refused.
She did.
She did not.
How did you become an expert on this in 10 seconds?
AI.
Apparently the internet knows everything.
Yeah.
What did you ask it?
I asked...
Where can I see Diane Keaton naked?
Hair, musical, nudity, Diane Keaton.
Horny, looking for Diane Keaton nudes.
Right. Diane Keaton Bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diane Keaton show her ass on stage.
Right. Something that, when you pass away in a car crash, your child will find that and be like, why is Dad trying to find dead women nudes? So she never watched The Godfather. She was so embarrassed. She thought she did so poorly that she didn't want to watch it, even though she was revered and all that. It's a tough one to watch because as Michael Corleone, Al Pacino's character, rises to power, she finds out about everything that's going on in the family, obviously, and then she finds out that he's a womanizing and having an affair with someone in Italy, and they come to a head. She asks for a divorce, and here we go.
I know now that it's over. I knew it then. There would be no way, Michael, no way you could ever forgive me. Not with this Sicilian thing that's been going on for 2,000 years. Oh!
You won't take my children. You won't take my children!
You're my children.
You won't take my children. I don't know if it's a more of a comedy scene.
That's yeah, a strange that's, laugh track.
That's
but
Sicilian justice.
And, yeah, that slap sound you heard was not Al Pacino clapping because he approved of everything.
No.
He hit her pretty hard. But then they dated. And Al Pacino says his one great regret was not marrying Diane Keaton.
Yeah, they dated for a long time, but he would never commit.
Nope.
And that's finally what ended it.
Yeah. He said he was too legit to commit.
That's why. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Or I was gonna say,
oh,
that's
no.
White, actually.
What?
He said, hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! 3 years later, Annie Hall was released after Godfather 2. She did Godfather 2, and, you know, she was basically, at the time, one of the two or three most popular actresses in the world at that moment. They do Woody Allen does Annie Hall, and then that launched her into a new stratosphere because she literally won an Oscar for that role. It won Best Picture.
She
won Best Director.
Globe.
Won a Golden Globe. Everything. Cleaned house. And she changed fashion because Woody Allen, when the character of Annie Hall, which was, you know, shot in New York and all that, he was like, I have an idea of how I want her to dress, but I'm not really sure. And he asked Diane Keaton, what do you think? How should she dress? And she goes, like me. And so she dressed herself. She took all these vests and ties and hats that she had in her own closet, and this is what she wore. And nobody was wearing this stuff. It was men's attire.
Right.
And she wore her own clothes at the time, and it was a revolution fashion-wise, which is kind of cool. All these women started to dress like her, and then she gets nominated a couple of years later for doing Reds, which I have to tell you, as a child, the trailer for Reds was the most boring-looking thing I've ever seen, about the Russian Revolution, and I was just like, I am...
Was that with Warren Beatty?
It was Warren Beatty.
Joe Morgan.
And then...
Oh.
No, not...
What are we doing?
No.
Bringing it back to sports.
And I feel like she did a lot of adult-y movies at the time that I was just like, oh, man, where are the cars? And
honestly, that's what I was thinking.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Diane Keaton epitomized and epitified.
A lot of movies mom would like.
Yes. Mom and dad love Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
And now I have more respect for mom and dad than I did when I was 12.
Because you're a mom and dad now.
I am.
You graduated to the Diane Keaton part of Blockbuster.
But I feel like that she then relaunched her career in the early 90s with Father of the Bride. And they did a sequel after that in 1995. That was a wildly popular movie. And she was kind of funny in it. And, you know, just kind of different. Then the first Wives Club came out in the mid-90s as well. And she starred in the 2003 comedy Something's Gotta Give, in which Jack Nicholson and her were really wonderful, and she's just the classic actor's actor, and she kind of did it till the very end, and, you know, she's Diane Keaton.
Yeah. Okay. She was a leading lady that never played second fiddle to her leading man. She always held her own.
Yeah. What was the other cut we had that Garrett pulled, our intern, from about divorce? Which movie was that?
That was First Wives Club.
First Wives Club? Okay, let's listen to that real quick.
Aaron, I love you.
I want a divorce.
But
But we just made love. I mean, what? You asked me.
I asked you out to tell you, but then you looked so great. And I said, geez, how romantic. You know, one last time, the goodbye kiss.
But this wasn't just a kiss.
Annie, don't be childish. You know how you manipulate me.
What? Manipulate? What? Oh, my God. Is there someone else?
Of course not. This is about us.
But...
It's really about you, but...
Babe, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So they have sex.
But
then
Bob
asked,
really enjoyed that part.
Then he asked for a divorce because the woman who walked in the end, that was her best friend who was having an affair with her husband.
Is that Kevin Spacey that played her husband?
I think so, yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't have
dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, the great Diane Keaton, dead at the age of 79. Lando?
Sure.
DJ?
Yep.
Ham?
I mean, old people like her, so why not?
Old people like her.
I'm sure she liked ice cream, Ham.
I think Ham's right about this.
Donnie?
Yeah, I found her very attractive when she was giving it up to Jack Nicholson, so count me in.
Yep. I would say we all put her in.
Yeah. Unanimous.
The great Diane Keaton is in with Jane Goodall.
Yeah, she and Jane Goodall, they're going to have some parties.
I know.